Alrighty, welcome to 107.5 FM, WRU.org. This is The Customer Isn't Always Right. If you're listening, it's probably Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Or you might be catching us on WRUU.creek.fm, where you can catch all the old episodes. It's a lot easier to access on the computer than it is on the phone. But yeah, check it out. We've got a bunch of episodes in the past that are pretty dope, and we got some more coming up. And then today my guest is...
Christina.
All right. This is going to be a good one tonight. So just give me a couple moments, and we will get to some station promotions.
As a community broadcasting station, we offer a number of shows by, for, and about Savannah, like Local and Sustainable, and That Old Savannah Magic. We also offer incredibly diverse talk shows on a wide variety of topics, from women's issues to religious services to news, real estate, and even dog training. Check us out, and if you like what you hear, tell your friends. Have a great day and enjoy the show here at FM 107.5. WRUU.org.
You are listening to your radio station, WRUU, which is presented by people just like you, people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, co-workers, and other people from Savannah and the Coastal Empire. Therefore, WRUU is your community radio station. So won't you please help by donating whatever you can afford to help your neighbors stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station with a monetary contribution of any amount. Again, support your local radio station at WRUU.org.
Evening Eclectic features weekly conversations with and the music of national and international musicians from a wide range of musical genres. Join me, Dave Lake, your Evening Eclectic host, and these musical guests each week on Sunday nights from 8 until 10 p.m. on WRUU.
Wild animals in Chatham County have recently been detected with rabies. The Chatham County Health Department's Environmental Health Office recommends that you avoid contact with animals you don't know. Make sure your pets have received their proper immunizations, and teach children never to handle unfamiliar animals. If an animal ever bites you, seek medical care immediately and contact Chatham County's Animal Services at 912-652-6575.
All right. Yeah, no, ran out. All right. Here we are. Customer Isn't Always Right. We're with Christina. All right. So introduce yourself. What do you do? Where do you work? What are you up to? What's your life like?
So I work at the grill. It's really good.
That's fine. I'll have to edit that out, but that's okay.
Oh.
Yeah. It's okay.
So I work at, you know, in the food industry where I can get tipped. So, like, I interact with the customers, and I make their food, and I give it to them. Like, mostly it's just me most of the time. But I am attached to a bar, and they get more tips, and people don't know to tip me, even though I make a little bit more than the bartenders on a Saturday.
Right. Well, what we can say is that it's a bar on Congress that has an outside burger spot attached to a patio. I can't really say anything else other than that because we don't know who's underwriting the show and so on and so forth, you know. But yeah, anyway, down on the dredges of Congress where I also work, which is like literally two doors down from that.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
But yeah, so okay. Yeah, I mean, I've experienced that sometimes where you make more than the bartenders and they get a little bit upset sometimes on certain nights. It is what it is. You're not really allowed to talk about the money, but.
No, definitely talk about money. Talk about money with everyone. Like, how much you make last night at the place? You
know? Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, in certain spots, like, I used to work at a super coffee store.
Okay, yes.
And that was one of the massive things, like, oh, you can't talk about money. You can't talk about money. It's like, well, if I'm sitting next to this person and we have the same job, we should be making the same money.
Right.
So why am I not allowed to talk to them about how much money they make? So it's very weird. It's some sort of odd technique. I don't really get it. But
it's to keep everyone from getting jealous if there's a favoritism, I guess.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you start to question, like, what are your qualifications and why are you making more money doing the same job? Why don't you have a better job?
They should definitely have more, like, responsibilities if they're getting more
money. 100%.
I've had a job. It was not, like, a service job, but I did the manager's work for them.
No, thank you.
And then I'm just like, oh, I just need, like, a dollar raise and I can quit my other job. And they're like, no, I don't have that. And I'm like, well, then take back what... This is what I'm doing this job that does not require for me to make schedules. That's what managers do.
Yeah.
If I'm managing... am I a worker or am I managing? I need to know.
Yeah. The inner workings of all these places is like a totally shoot. We could have a whole other podcast about that kind of stuff, or TV show or talk show about all that kind of stuff, because it is very messed up. Like, I remember before I became kitchen manager for a place that's now closed, I was doing all of the kitchen manager stuff and not getting any of the money, and I'm just like, I'm not doing that. You know, so then it became the thing of, like, too, where it's like, I'm doing a job and someone's slacking off. And, like, a lot of times your reward for doing a good job is to do someone else's job.
Oh, no. And then
while they're still getting paid to do their job,
you're up for a promotion, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, just keep going. And then they hire someone over you. And they go, well, you're so good at this one spot, so we hired someone else to take the higher paying spot. But you're so good, and we love you. Stay.
Yeah, like, it just doesn't. I don't. I get y'all are trying to get cheap labor, but you're not getting that.
No,
off
yeah.
Of me.
I gave you 4 years of cheap labor. I expect a little. You know.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I left a place. A burger place somewhere in town.
Oh yeah.
That they didn't want to give me a dollar raise. And now, mind you, this is pre-pandemic, so I was only making like $12 an hour. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need a dollar because y'all are having me do all this stuff, and I literally work every day except for Sunday when we're closed. Mm-hmm. And they basically told me to F off. And I was like, okay. And I left. And then like a month later, 2 months later, the kitchen manager tried to rehire me back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not coming back unless you give me a dollar.
Yeah.
But, like, I just want the dollar. Exactly. Like, I would have never left had y'all just given me the dollar. And they still wouldn't do it. And I was like, I'm not coming back then. Yeah. Like, I don't care that your kitchen is falling apart. I'm not coming back. Yeah. Anyway, besides the point. So this is I'm assuming it's not your first industry job.
No, I've been doing this for 12 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you cook now and deal with customers face to face. What else have you served?
Oh, I bartended as soon as I could. I worked at a cigar shop on River Street, and I worked there and then would do nights at the bar.
I feel like when I first met you, that's where you were working.
Oh, yeah. It's the best place. I miss it. It's closed. I don't know if we could say
it. You can say it's closed now.
Yeah. Bayou Cafe. So good. Live blues every night with an open mic on Mondays. We got the shrimp etouffee, the seafood gumbo. Like
A place like that is the reason I moved down here
from
the
south. They still have
their
food truck.
From the north.
They still got their food truck. Vince, they have that hot sauce.
Okay.
That you throw on your wings. And I feel like I've had a lot of wings. But that is the best. It's like sweet, sour, spicy. All of it.
Yeah.
But, like, good.
I moved down here. As a musician, I moved down here from the north to the south expecting more places like that. And that was, like, the only place. And then it closed. And I was like, no.
Yeah. Also, there was a couple fights there that, you know, someone pushed someone down the stairs. I call the ambulance. Their head's bleeding. That's probably, like, the first year I was serving. I served and then went to the upstairs bar.
Okay.
And we did dart leagues, and yeah, you do not want to get a fight at the Bayou Cafe. Not those stairs, not on that porch.
No, I missed that place. But where'd you go from there?
After Bayou, I went straight to the Congress place between me and your jobs.
right. Okay, yeah.
And I've been there on and off for 8 years.
Okay.
They hired me a server. I did that for 3 years. Then during COVID, I was a bartender. And I left for, you know, I didn't want to get sick.
Yeah.
After a while, I'm like, I made enough money. I'm going to go do something else.
Yeah, I'm going to go chill. Yeah.
And then I came back and cooked in the back for 3 years. Because I'm still on the payroll right now. They could call me and, like,
get
me there. But, Yeah, that's where I liked the back.
It's funny. I feel like those two places have interchangeable people who are mm-hmm. who are there in and out. It's funny.
No, it's because they were all like, you know, yeah. 2015 in the winter. We all stayed and snowed in.
Snowed in mm-hmm. with those two inches. Anyway.
Yeah, no one can do shit when it snows down here.
Yeah.
Or stuff.
No yeah, one. No, it's okay. 10 minutes. All right, so... The okay, so now let's get to it. Mm-hmm. Everyone has these interactions with customers. Let's start with good ones because the pleasant ones are far and few between.
Oh, I have a lot of good ones.
Yeah, that's honestly, and I hate to say it this way, but it must be like a guy girl thing because mm-hmm. I have way more terrible ones than good ones. And then every time mm-hmm. I talk to you, like a lady, it's like, oh, I have all these great ones.
Oh, but we have worse ones.
Yeah, the bad ones are terrible. Yeah, the bad ones are really bad.
It's like, the good ones are, like, okay, here's one. I was working late night at an arcade bar, and this dude walks in at, like, 2 a.m., and we close at 3, so I'm just like, oh, hey, and I see he's, like, you know, visibly drunk.
Yeah.
I see his eyes a little glazed, and his face is red, you know.
Trashed up, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, what would you like? He's like, I want a shot. And I was like, how about I get you a water? And this menu for food, because at that place I'm cooking and serving and bartending. I'm the only one there at 2 a.m. with a police guy outside.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to get you water and a menu. And he eats the food and he drinks the water and he looks at me and he goes, thank you. Like someone would have just got me effed up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they would have took my money.
They would have overserved me, yeah.
That man tipped me $300 Ooh. Through Venmo, so I didn't have to report. And I still have him on Venmo, and I'm would you mind? He's yeah. like, yes. It's like a, you know, it's like a guy that understands he has enough money to just give to people.
Right. There's people who have, like, honestly, like...
He took care of me. I'm taking care of you now. Right. We could have got... He was waiting on a bus, so I let him stay in there till 4 a.m. so he could leave. And
yeah.
Get on the Greyhound.
Get on the bus and yeah. go, yeah.
He saved me, I saved him.
Right. No. Those interactions are good. I had one recently. I don't remember. Apparently a year ago, this dude came in to the bar, and he wanted to, like... sing a bunch of songs, and like he was kind of like kind of busy, but not really. He's like, oh, I just came here from Puerto Rico. Like, I got nothing. I'm waiting for this. I'm trying to go down to Baba. And I was letting him sing whatever, and he's like, oh, thanks, man. Like, I think I might have even gotten him a drink, like on my tab or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he came in like a month ago, and he's like, you don't remember me, but blah, 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 blah. And told me the whole story. And he's like, tip me $60. Like, here, man. And I was like, dude, awesome, you know. He's like, it really meant a lot to me. He's like, I know it's nothing. It's like, you know, just, he's like, but I had a good night. Like, it was the first time I had a good night since I came to the country. And I was like, oh, sweet. Mm. Like a little bit of niceness sometimes goes a long way. Keep that in mind, customers. All right. What else you got there?
Let's see. You said best interactions. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was another one I wrote. So at the Bayou, there was another one. Big group of biker guys come in, or you know, they're all rough and tough, and they're like, we want to buy a bottle. I'm like, well, you can't, it's actually illegal, you can't do that,
right? I can serve you a bunch of it.
And then they're just they put down like $300 bills, and I'm like, this bottle is for you, sir. I'm gonna hold on to it though.
Yeah, I have to hold it, but
the whole thing is yours. Listen, whenever you need me, just yell. And you know, that was my first interaction as like biker people at 21 serving at this, you know, blues bar.
Yeah.
It was like, it's surreal when people like actually show that you're worth more than $2.
You know? Right, right. When people treat you like real people.
Like, oh, we have this. We're having a great time. We're going to take up 5 tables. Here's $300.
Yeah.
Like, yes, sir. Yeah. That's how you do it. That's have a good rapport with your bartender or server. Whoever.
Yeah, whoever, yeah.
Like, if you sit at a table for 2 hours and tip a dollar, what is wrong with you?
Ugh, they're the worst.
You took 2 hours. That's two different groups that could have came in and tipped a dollar. And you can't even tip $2?
Yeah. Kidding? Yeah, there's people who, I think, just don't... I don't want to off-rip say that they don't care. You know what I mean? Because that's like crazy for me to assume that those people are just mean-spirited. You know what I mean? Mm. But I mean, I guess there's people who just don't understand tipping, which, You know, there's people who are under the impression that, like, oh, well, these bartenders must make close to $100,000 a year.
Yeah, you're so pretty. You must make so much. No, actually, everyone thinking that makes
yeah,
nothing.
I make nothing. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, you're so charismatic. I see people putting, you know, they see people tipping you, so they feel like they don't have to.
Yeah.
And it's just like, nah, that's not how that goes. Like, everyone has to tip me. Like,
I tip at least $2 a drink. Because I am in the industry.
Right. You know? Right.
If I have it, I have it. If I don't, I'm sorry.
Right.
When I'll just go home.
Right. When I had a bunch of money, like, when I was, like, you know, my pockets were flush with money, like, I would always have the rule. It's like, my first drink, I'm tipping 100%. Yeah. Like, my drink's $10. Here's $10 on top is $20. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and then you just keep it going from that point on. Like, and then, you know, you're good. But I don't know.
No, yeah. I had a point with the customer advice, because like the EBT gross net to get cut off is $2,292.
Yeah.
So if you have less than that a month coming in, and gross, not net,
gross.
Like, I understand you not tipping.
Right.
Don't, like, yo, you came here to get cheap stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
But on your one night out that you get once a month or whatever. Yeah. Sure. And I'm from here, so we'll recognize.
Yeah, we get it. Like, we
at least
get
be
it.
Nice when you don't tip and be like, I wish I could.
Yeah, like, you know? I'm sorry, blah blah. I got into an argument with I'm gonna call it an Uber driver, even though it wasn't an Uber driver, about tipping, and he was like, yeah, like, I'm only gonna tip. First of all, it's the weirdest. It's like these customers where it's like, yeah, I won't eat at a restaurant if they don't have plastic cutlery.
Ew, why?
Because he said he doesn't trust silverware to be actually fully clean.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to come out of a pack. He won't eat.
That's kind of valid. A little valid.
I get it, but everywhere you go, man, like, you might as well bring your own.
Yeah, bring your own. There you
if
go.
That's what you're gonna do, it's and then so like. Gross. But he, like, the things that he would complain about, he's like, well, I only tip, like, the most I ever tip is, like, $10. I'm like, even I'm like, $100, dude? Like, you're tipping $10 on $100? Like, that's only 10%, dude. That's not a good, I don't know. Some people are real twisted with it, but what else we got here?
Let's see. Oh, yeah, the service industry never increased pay, you know?
Like, no.
Everyone knows this.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's, like, when they, like, get a real job, but these are real jobs. And people get these jobs because, like, well, okay, the reason I started is I was told I could go straight to work, live a modest life. I had 2 cats, 2 jobs, lived by myself, you know, before I had my son.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got by fine. And I was talking to one of the locals here, like, yeah, I'm not on EBT because I don't have a kid, and I'm fine. I'm working a minimum wage. I have 2 minimum wage jobs, bitch.
Yeah.
And, but then after, you know, I had my kid, I was like, dang, I should have done this. I feel kind of gypped. Like, I was told, just go straight to work, you'll be fine. But no, there are fake jobs that people are doing that don't matter, but you still go and get the service from those people and think that they're not good because they're providing your service?
Yeah.
Get a real job. Oh, all these fake jobs.
Yeah, it's not a fake job because let's be realistic about it. The people who are saying, like, you know, the Chads of the world who are like, oh, you know, you're not pushing paper, so it's not a real job, this, that, and third. You just get my food, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, you're not going to do that job.
Yep.
Like, someone has to do that job. Yeah. And just because someone chooses to do that job doesn't mean you should pay them less for doing that job.
And then, was it, teenagers are supposed to be doing fast food. And I'm like, oh, and then you're going to get mad when the fast food doesn't go out right because teenagers are doing it, not adults.
Right, right. You have to, like, that's the thing. Is, like, if you want quality, Jesus Christ. If you want quality products, like, you have to have quality people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Sometimes that requires you to have, like, the person who's in there who's, like, 20, 25, 26, yeah. 30, you know, 32 years old, 40, whatever, to do these jobs, to manage these places. They can't all be managed by kids.
No, yeah. I worked at Cold Stone Creamery when I was 15, you know? Do you know how crap, like, oh, I got tipped a penny from, like, my classmates. to make me sing because you had to.
Yeah.
And I went from the window to the stone to the chocolate drip down that cliff. They're like, well, it works. I'm like, good.
Cool.
I cannot believe you have to sing when you get tipped.
Yeah, that's terrible. That is, I will never.
Have you ever sung before tip?
No.
I have. It's the bottom of my life, 15 years old.
No, thank you. I mean, people pay me now. People will pay me to sing a song sometimes, but that's like they're paying me. It's not a tip. They're like, here, I want you to sing this. Here's money. Mm. But that's something different. That's not a, oh, I tipped you out because you sang that song really well. Mm-hmm. Like, no. any more good ones before we move on to the bowl?
Itchy. A rude customer. I did have a the guy was like, you know, you don't hit on people when they're at work. That's a rule. You're not supposed to walk up and be like, oh.
Right, pause. Let's make this with one thing clear, and I don't know if I can say this enough. Just because I'm being nice to you at work doesn't mean I like you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get your money. I'm trying to get you to take money out of your pocket and put it in my pocket.
And then you get something and then you're happy.
Yeah, and then I get your money and I'm cool. Right.
Yeah.
It's business. Anyway, continue. Okay.
You get asked when you get off work so many times, you just like, It's late night. I'm a bartender. Just Google when we close. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
There's going to be a cop here tonight. Just so
you know. Just so you know, yeah. Yeah, it's just like people are relentless, you know what I mean? And it's like yeah, I'm a bear. I'm a bear-looking dude, big like dude with a beard, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and people are still like, "Hey." And I'm like, "No." Well, in fact, sometimes my fiance will be there in the building and I'm like, "She's right there. Look." Mm-hmm. So, what do you mean so? She'll come over here and stab you. Like, what do you mean so? I don't know. People just don't care. It is what it is. But let's, what else? What other kind of, let's go with some of these terrible ones.
Oh. Okay, so.
It's awful.
Service industry, at the cigar shop, there's one I will always remember. I know it's not like serving or bartending, but this man walks in with his wife. He's in a wheelchair, and he's just ordering her around to get him cigars. And he's being so mean, but he's buying so much stuff, and I have to be so nice. Yeah. And then look at her, and we like make eye contact, like she's like,
"I'm sorry."
She's like, "I know how he is. He's, you know, we're getting on our yacht soon." And he bought $1,000 worth of stuff and a humidor, so that's like $1,400.
Jesus.
And I got a bonus for doing that, but it was the worst. Just watching that man treat his wife like she was
garbage.
Like, yeah, like a flight attendant. I'm like, hey. I still think about her. Is she okay? She's probably dead.
I mean, sometimes, luckily, where I'm at, I'm allowed to say stuff if I see something like that. Mm-hmm. We're like, yeah, hey, man, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's not okay for you to be doing that, but.
Oh, and there's one time you're supposed to leave the back door to the kitchen closed. That is a rule. It's on Congress Street. You're in the alleys. You close that back door. They like to leave it open. You know, I don't know why. And then this, all of a sudden, this naked man runs in, starts running around the kitchen and chasing my manager around. No one wants to touch him.
Yeah, of course.
The door guys aren't touching him.
Naked.
So this man is just literally running around all he wants to until the cops get here. And we're all just like, whatever he wants to do. Oh, sorry.
No, you're okay. You're okay. And listen, big ups to door guys, too, because sometimes they got to deal with stuff. And I'm just like, yo,
get
no
a couple
thank
door
you.
Guys on here. Shoot.
My first one was Ash.
Oh, no way.
First episode. He was the first episode. But yeah, it's, I would never do that job. That
one. And that was just that unexpected. I would never do that. That's not even in the bar or serving. It just had the back door open.
Yeah, like I remember not too long ago, we had some guy pee in a trash can next to the bar inside. So that, you know, how do you deal with that? You got to wait for him to finish.
Yeah.
So you're not going to grab, you know what I mean? Like, oh, man, forget that. Like, those door guys don't get paid enough. Whatever they get paid is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. What else? What other kind of things?
This one happened actually last year in the last 4 months.
Okay.
St.
Patrick's Day?
No, actually before that.
Before that.
Yeah.
I feel like those 2 weeks leading up, like from Valentine's Day up to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it's a little...
It was real dicey.
Super Bowl Sundays are really good, too. But, well, no, there was this... You know how the counter is underneath you, right?
Yeah.
Like, waist down.
Yeah.
And so I'm just, like, looking at this dude, and he looks kind of, like, weird. He walks up, and I'm like, hey, how can I help you? And he's just staring with his mouth open. And then by the time I realize he is jerking it... he runs away. He had a headlamp on his head. And he's probably homeless, most likely, or close to it. But I looked that man in the eyes like, can I help you? I had a jacket on. I was fully, like, yeah, there fully was no clothed, skin yeah. showing at all. So this man was using his imagination. He could have just did that somewhere else.
Yeah.
But he chose to do that.
They caught a guy in a patio at some bar, touching himself, like, you know, pocket pool style.
No, there was that one guy that would walk around and do it.
Yeah, I heard about him. I never got to. Yeah, no.
And no one could prove it because they didn't see it. So there was no way, no one could do nothing about it. That does not make sense.
I don't understand that. That, look, I'm not here to kink shame, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But I don't understand that one. Like, I just don't get that one. Like, I don't think I can do that.
Like, it's not the first time that's ever happened, but it's the closest it's ever been. Because literally from where you are to me, like,
no.
A little counter. Like,
yeah, no, no, thank you.
Stared him right in the eyes and was like, oh, no.
It's like being violated without being touched at all. Yeah,
it's not fair.
No, no. So I mean, let's get into that a little bit. Like, I rarely have to deal with stuff like that. Like one time, I had to have a lady removed because she tried to kiss me in the mouth twice, and I was like, "All right, that's enough, lady. Like, you have to get out." But like, how often does that happen? Is that like a regular? I'm not talking about physically, like, I'm going to kiss you in the mouth, lady, while you're making a burger for me. But, like, you know, like, where people are constantly just like, let me get your number when you get off. Or do this. Or, hey, beautiful. Or blah, blah, blah. All this garbage that people say.
Well, you'll get the numbers on the receipts.
Of course.
That's more common than anything else. But then you'll have, like, the handing the money to them. And they grab your hand as well and look you in the eye and go... Can I take you on a date?
This is not a rom-com, dude. It's not going
to
work.
I'm sorry. I work here. I have a boyfriend. Please leave. And, like, you have to say I have a boyfriend. So they, you know, you're already owned. It's not, if I said no, they'd be like, why not?
Yeah.
Can we be friends? Can't we be friends? And I'm like, no. Like, my friends, like, you know, don't threaten to follow me around and hit on me at work. So I think we've already crossed that threshold of not friends.
That boat already sailed. Yeah. That's gotta be annoying. Is it literally like, is it one of those things that happens every shift, or is it like a few times every week?
So if I have makeup on, it'll happen every shift. But if I look like...
See, that's why I don't wear makeup.
Yeah. I just realized that. I was like, I wonder why I'm getting more tits. I'm just cooking, so I really don't want to put makeup on.
Right.
So I really didn't at the beginning.
Right.
6 months in, I'm like, guess I'll put... Then on to maximize looking good.
Yeah.
Looking put together.
Yeah.
If you have makeup on, you're more put together. For some reason.
For some reason. Doesn't matter what clothes you have on. It's like, oh, she's got makeup on. So it's like her look.
Makeup clogs your skin. Yeah. Like, I don't like makeup. It
clogs your pores.
Like, I'll put eyeliner, and that's basically it.
Yeah.
But you'll see, you know, I'll wear a shirt, like a crop top with high rise shorts. Like, you can't even see my stomach.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, you look put together. Let me give you money. Like, I wish you would see me at my worst and be like, I see you need my money. You're covered in grease and hot dog water. And maybe just tip the person. If it says tip them.
Yeah.
There's a tip space.
Especially,
I will tip.
Dude, it's like, all right, like, I understand. I understand people having a gripe with tipping servers because it's just like the server's not making your food. They're literally just bringing it out. Like, I can kind of wrap my head around why you're tipping the server less, even though I still feel like you should.
Yeah.
But when the person's making the food right in front of you and you're not going to tip them, like, come on, dude. Like, you really think that they're getting crazy? You think that person's making $30 an hour to make your burger? They're not.
You know what's crazy is, like, I've done Cold Stone and Subway where they watch you make, you know, you can see it through the glass. And now I'm here. And the last cooking job, I was in the back. But it's nerve-wracking when people can see you doing stuff.
I'm hate open kitchens.
Oh, my God. Do they want it burnt, or they're going to see me put it on there not the way they want it burnt, and they'll look at me and go, oh, put it back on. I have to go put it on. Like, I wish I could just be like, here, have it.
Like, this is yours, yeah. I mean, the thing that used to annoy me the most about working in open kitchens when I used to do that stuff is like, they're like, oh, well, I don't want that on that, and I'm like, that's not yours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not even at your ticket yet. Exactly. Please chill.
And then they're yelling at you like, hey. And I'm like, do you see stuff's on fire over here? And I have to make sure it's not on fire at some point.
You see, I have this sharp thing, plus things are on fire and everything's hot. Like, please get away from me. Please stop.
I have had a really, really big lady. Like, I'm saying big as a tall. Like, come in to where she's not supposed to be and be like, where's my food? And I'm like, lady, it's not that serious. You do not have to walk up in here and look like you're about to beat me up. It's a burger or a hot dog. I don't even. Who's gonna go to jail over that?
Yeah, no. People are wild. Like,
there needs to be more. Like, some bartenders don't think about the other people as people. That's part of being a service industry. You can't just keep feeding people shots and then be like, oh, I don't know why they're acting like this.
Yeah, I can't believe we had to throw that person out. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yo, you throw so many people out because you're not holding people accountable to do the job. Like, bartenders go through training to make sure they don't do that to people.
Yeah, you're not supposed to overserve people. I see it happen all the time. Oh, yeah. And it's like, and they get surprised, like, you know, or you say something like, hey, man, that person's a little bit too drunk.
Yeah.
And like, maybe stop serving them. Yeah, all right. And then I see them pour like three or four more shots for them. I'm like, dude.
And then they make fun of them. Yeah. And I'm like, that's someone's like brother. That could have been your brother. And if someone's getting your brother drunk and like, taking advantage of them and not caring about them. And
like, what if that person takes a tumble down the stairs? That's your fault.
But then they're like, well, it's their fault for drinking.
Yeah. Like, they could have said no. No, they couldn't. Yeah. No, they could not have.
You could have been like, here's a water in between three shots you had in the last hour.
Yeah.
Because that's my, you know, if I take two shots, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And I'll just drink water and be fine in 2 hours.
Yeah, I make it a point to drink like a cup of water between every drink.
And then like, yeah, asking if they had food, you know, is then get them to go buy stuff from your food people.
Right, it's hospitality. Like, it's, you're supposed to take care of these people. Like, that's family. Like what you're doing.
That's what kind of like kept me here so long. I'm like, I can live off of it. I'm happy. I have all my needs met. And then I had my kid, and I'm like, okay, now I need more money.
Yeah.
So now I'm like working two jobs. Grinding. And I'm Ubering when I can. And then right now I can't. I'm working like 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And then taking them to school, trying to change their schedule. And I'm trying to save up money to go to school. But every time you get, oh, I made $170.
Life
my
happens.
Car got towed. That went out literally the next morning. It's like I did nothing. Yeah. That was fun. I did that for.
Yeah.
My
life it's like that Simpsons meme where it's like, I work 5 days a week and I'm still broke. Like, how is this possible?
It's just
the way that it is.
Unexpected stuff.
It's America right now, unfortunately, and that's a whole other thing that we cannot get into. But
yeah, they just raised that cutoff point for the EBT. Maybe doing a little better as people, citizens, and communities.
It starts from the bottom up. It's not the top down. No. It's the bottom up.
Yeah.
But people don't get that. And it's
you know, the textile factory story? I forget what it was called. But, like, you know, people used to, like, hand weave baskets and whatnot. And then they would, like, sell them to people and barter and what, like, how it used to be.
Yeah.
And then they started making more baskets or clothing. I forget what it was. And they started hiring people to make more because it was more in demand. Right. So they hired the neighboring people that live in the same town. And afterwards, they were like, hey, we're going to get a loom, like a maker, like a machine that makes it.
Yeah.
So then they start paying all the people cheaper, like they're less getting money, less money. And the people were like, hey, that's not cool. You know, we've been supporting you for so long, and now you're cutting us all. Like, you hired everyone in the town. We got so big. Everyone was in on the money.
Yeah.
And then you, you know, cut people off. And at the end of that story, I think it was like all the people came in, smashed the looms, said, you ever do that again, we're not just smash looms. And what happened then was the rich people came and killed a bunch of the townspeople and made all of them move away and got more looms.
Right, because at that point it becomes about quantity, not quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the moral of that story is eat the rich. They're not... they don't care about you. No one, if you have more than $2,292 in your account, gross, maybe help out the community to get more involved.
Right, right. It's this is the only thing I'm going to say politically before we move on is just that, like, Reaganomics doesn't work. Mm. When you give rich people money, they don't spread it. They don't spread the wealth. So stop doing that. You know what I mean? Like, you don't tax, you don't give rich people tax breaks in hopes that they spread the wealth, because they will never do it. They don't do it. Mm-hmm. They hoard money like dragons do.
And like us, you see us all in the industry, we're like, hey, I made this much. We're going to, I'll go to your bar and tip them $5, $10.
Right. You know, like. The biggest tips I've ever gotten, yes. The biggest tips I've ever gotten came from people who weren't rich.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And the biggest amounts of money I've ever found on the floor were all from rich people who just didn't care about their money.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy that was like, I just want my food right now. Hand me a $100 bill. It was an $8 item.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, sir.
Sure thing.
You know, like, that's how you do it. If you're like upset about service, why don't you just,
speed it up. Yeah. Money always greases the wheels. Yeah. Money talks and BS walks. It's just always how it is, regardless. Okay, so let's start getting into some of this other stuff. So, other than monetarily, and we kind of like touched on it a little bit, but other than monetarily, like, why do you stay in this industry as opposed to getting like an overnight stocking job? Because you could make like $16, $17, $18 an hour, like, stocking Kroger overnight.
I know, yeah,
but
something like that. I could make the same amount at Waffle Home, you know.
It's true.
But it's like I think it is part of the community part for me.
The people.
I work so much down there that I know everyone there. I feel safe. Even when there's a shooting or, you know, anything. I know I'm good. I know where to hide. This is my city. I've never left it. It's like a... Have you ever played Animal Crossing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they're like, oh, can you bring this shirt over to Tangy and blah, blah, blah. And then they give you a little present. And you're like, oh, yeah, I did a cool thing and we're friends. And I just like the, you know.
It's like the community. The community of it. Yeah, yeah.
It really is. And I'm usually very introverted. I get home and no one can reach me. I'm not on the internet. I'm just playing a game or watching stuff or doing three things at once. And, you know, trying to knock out all my personal stuff. And then I come out and I'm like, this is my time to be social.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's called being an ambivert. I am also an ambivert. When I'm out at work, I'm extroverted. I'll talk to everyone. Mm. I'll do the things and I'll, you know, really
this is my purpose. This is my job.
Really make everyone feel like I want to be there.
Exactly.
Even if I don't want to.
Yeah.
But when I'm home, I'm on a game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me.
Exactly.
I'm watching YouTube. I'm playing Marathon. Like, don't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me. Like, the only person I'm going to talk to is my fiance, and that's it. If I lived alone, I would talk to no one.
Yeah.
Except for my dog. And that's like pretty much it.
Because I'm trying to not be on my phone so much, you know? I don't.
It's a soul drainer.
So whenever I'm at work, I'm like, oh yeah, I get to catch up with, whoever in the other room. How's your family? You know, what you doing all day? Oh, how's it going at the place. And
I also enjoy those interactions more because they're short. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's times where I'm like, if I want to have a lot, I'm like, hey, like, let's, I'll be here afterwards, or like, what are you doing after work? Like, let's grab a drink, blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, a lot of times you get those four, like, hey, what's up, man? Like, cool. And then like, I can only hear the same story like once.
Mm. Yeah.
In a conversation.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if we're having a 10-minute conversation, I don't want to hear the same story.
Mm. But it's like bar therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
come
and they tell you all your. There's only two or three reasons why people come to the bar, and it's to celebrate a birthday or celebrate marriage, you know, celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the sad people, the sad sacks, and they just want to, you know, be around people so they're not alone at home. And I understand
I get that. I've done that.
And then you have the people that are in between, because, you know, their life is great and they're doing stuff, but they have free time and they don't really know where to go.
And people trauma dump on me all the time. Mm-hmm. It's, I always joke around like, oh, I should have been a therapist. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be rocking it right now if I was a therapist, but I'm not. So yeah, that's what it
you
is.
You see, like, old friends and old high school people and meet new people. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like a nice, if.
But, I mean, down there on Congress, too, we get a lot of tourists. So you're meeting a lot of people from all over the place, which I find to be super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a chance to talk to these people because I'm not serving drinks. I'm just literally sitting at a booth. Like, I'm just chilling.
Yeah,
so
they come,
like,
and they ask, like, where should we go? I'm like, oh, bitch. Oh.
Now you're good with that word.
Let me know. I'll let you know. What do you like?
Yeah.
You got EDM over there. I got arcades over there. Yeah. You got bowling.
It's good. It's a bunch of stuff. It's like, we got all kinds of things. And, don't ask me about anything else because I can't tell you. I'm not allowed. Regardless, you could be a cop as well. So anyway.
Mm-hmm. I have definitely had some tourists that are asking for things I do not have.
Yeah, like, no, dude, I don't know what you think I do here, but I definitely don't sell drugs. So please stop asking me.
And then there's people who try to tip you with that, and you're like, please no, I want money.
Yeah, like I gotta, I like cool, but no, I need that money, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the worst. People are like, yo, man, let me buy you a drink. I'm like, I'll take money instead. Yeah. Thank you. I get a free tab. I'll just say that, like, oh, I get a free tab.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't really need your drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what advice do you have for anyone new trying to get into it or who's just getting into it, just cutting their teeth like first month?
Okay, so I had to learn from this. I would go to a place and, you know, I worked at a very successful bar. Like, Bayou was really successful for what it was. Like, so I'm like, oh, there's some way. Like, I worked in the kitchen as a server mostly and I helped cook, but I didn't cook. But I was like, oh, I need to do this for you, sure. And always do your job. Don't do anyone else's job.
Don't ever do anyone else's job.
They will think you're going to do it every single time. You're not going to get money for it. Like, that's the first thing.
Yeah, also, that reminds me, it's like, be wary of a place that is not hiring for a specific spot.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're not, if the job description is not described, then don't take that job. The worst word you can hear at an interview is cross-training. Mm. Don't.
Mm.
Just walk. Just leave.
Yeah.
Leave. Just leave.
So number two, I think, what is it? Dang it. I got this. Oh, when you go into a place and you know it could be ran better just because you worked at a place that was better, you cannot change things. Do not tell. Don't.
Don't do that.
Gosh. I'm like, I can make so much more money if this, and that was changed. But there's a reason it's been like this for years. And they're making money off it not changing.
Yeah, yeah. Don't
if
try
it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
But it's pretty broken. You're not keeping up with the times. And I can make more money somewhere else. I'm going to go make more money somewhere else.
That's the other thing,
too,
is don't be afraid to quit a job.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always more jobs. Don't be afraid to quit. But what you're saying is right. Like, you got to have to, when you go into a new job, and I didn't even think about this until you just mentioned it, but you have to, like,
Assimilate,
right. Go in and forget everything you knew about your previous job. No manager, no owner. No coworker is going to want to hear, oh, if you're starting a sentence with, at my last job, we did it this way, they don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
So just don't do that.
Like, I was cooking for, you know, fried rice is my favorite food, and I make it all the time. You know, it's the easiest thing.
Nice.
And he was just like, well, I love your fried rice. It's the best one I've ever had, but you have to do it this way because it's consistent, and that's what people are expecting. And expectations are, like, number one in service. Like, you don't want to get burnt stuff, you know, that's not what you expected when you ordered food.
Right. When you order such and such dish on Friday, when you go there on Monday and order it, it should still taste exactly the same as when you ordered it on Friday.
Yeah, consistency is key, and you have to listen to
recipes.
You can't change, like, the way the POS system works. Sorry. I know you want to be like, hey, why is this an app? It's not an app. Please change it. But they're not. It's been that way for
it's how
years
they do it. Yeah.
Before you've been there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you, what they used to do at your old place.
You just say, okay, tuck your head down so you get enough money.
Just learn it.
Get out. Because service industry, like, people can live in it. Sure. Is it somewhere I want to stay?
No. It's definitely a shelf life. Mm-hmm. But you do have to be liquid. You have to be liquid. Yes. You have to just snake in and out of everything that you got to do.
No matter how many doubles you accept or how many shifts you take over, you're still going to fire you after you're late 3 times.
Right.
So, like, just
make
get
the
out.
Best of it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no one is forcing you to be at a place and stay there, which brings me to my next point. And I'll start it this way. Like, what advice do you have for customers? And I'd say the first thing is that last point, which is, like, if you get to a place and you don't like it, leave. Mm-hmm. You're not going to change the place.
Mm-hmm. Why do you keep coming back?
They're not going to change for you either. Like, if you don't like something at that place, why are you still coming here? Or why are you still here? Mm-hmm. Pay your bill and get out. Mm-hmm. Or just don't order anything. But anyway, what advice might you have for any customers that are going to be listening?
You know, there's that like 30-minute rule before places close. That if you're gonna go 30 minutes before they close, you better tip more than like at least $5. That's at least, and depending on what you get. You know?
Yeah, if a normal tip is 15 to 20%, you should be tipping like 30 to 40% or 50%.
Because I've been there where I'm trying to close and someone orders like 50, not 50, but like a big order. And I'm like, okay, I was turning everything off. I literally was about to turn everything. And now I have to keep it on 15 minutes more and then turn it off and then wait for it to cool down.
Yeah, you've now added a half an hour
extra
time when my boss is yelling at me about getting out on time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm already pre-closed, but now look at the, I got to take it all back out.
Like, you got to unwrap 30 everything.
Minutes, that's the 30-minute rule. If you're going to show up, please act like you stepped on my feet and give me one minute.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Please act like we're making, like you hit my car. We're making a back alley deal. Like, all right,
like I really
you know.
Need this food or I really need these drinks. It's an important night. It's a bachelorette party. Please.
Like, right. There's nothing worse than like I worked at that unnamed burger place. What that time? We closed at like 11, I think.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. And, 12 top came in at 10:30 and we were all just yelling in the back like you mother effers like what and yelling at all the managers like are you serious right now like we're literally sweet like one of the grills is off like what are we he's cleaning a fryer out like what are we talking about here that's it managers stop like stop letting that happen like please stop letting I don't care how much money you think these people are going to give you. Like, if you had a bad day at the restaurant, this 12 top is not going to make up for your bad day. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about thousands of dollars, like, oh, shoot, last year on this day we made 20 grand. Today we only made 10. This table is not going to give you 10 grand.
Yeah.
Like, stop. It's just a loss. It's a bad day. Like, just leave it. Mm-hmm. To do that to your customer, to do that to your employees, and then tell them, like, well, how come you guys clock? Like, you're getting overtime. You shouldn't be getting overtime. Like, well, you're letting people in here, like, 15 minutes before we close, and then they're sitting here until, like, 12:30, 1 o'clock, and we can't leave until they leave. So, like...
yeah. And it sucks. Like, and then you quit your job, or you get fired, right? Because... And then you're like, all right, I'm going to get unemployment. And they're just like, okay. And you go to the unemployment office. And they're like, hey, why'd you get fired? And you're going to have an interview. And you have to answer. And I answer. And she's just like, why'd you get fired? Oh, it was a scheduling issue. He said I worked that day. I said I couldn't. And he still put me on. And then I got fired. And she was like, are you sure? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, of course I'm sure.
And she's like, well, I'm gonna talk to him too. You got to make sure your stories match. I'm like, yeah, that's what he's going to say. He's going to say I didn't show up for work. And I wasn't. And I, at the end of that conversation, I was like, keep your money. Yeah. I didn't want it anymore.
Yeah, I don't even care.
And then I found out later that I made too much money Ubering, which was $150 a week, to even get unemployment. So I wasn't even going to get that.
Oh, the system.
Because if I just didn't work, I would have got unemployment. Right. But since I reported, I Ubered because I'm a honest person.
Yeah.
And I don't like taking money from government things unless I need it.
Yeah.
Or I qualify for it because I think they know.
Yeah.
Who should, they don't.
They don't.
Everything's terrible. There's no unemployment. Two people work at an unemployment office. I want to apply there.
Yeah.
Are they hiring?
Yeah, right.
Wait, how much do they pay?
Or like, let me get a job at the post office where like two people are there.
Yeah.
You call. Oh man, the post office makes me so mad. I don't want to get one's tirade, but regardless, I'm going to do it anyway. When I first moved to our new apartment, we had to get keys, and our landlord didn't have the keys. They said that we had to get them from the post office.
Oh, for the mailbox.
For the mailbox. Yeah, so we call them, set up a whole thing. They tell us, first of all, we call. No one picks up for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Literally hours, plural. Mm-hmm. I was home all day, so I just like kept doing it. Finally, they're like, oh, well, you have to come down here. Oh, do I? Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down there, and there's literally one person at the counter and four people in the back BSing. There's phones ringing. No one's picking them up. And
that's not their job. Rule number one, do your job. No one pays them to answer the phones.
But even the person whose job, like, I was so mad. And my fiance told me, she's like, you need to calm down. I'm like, no, watch this. I called them while I was standing there in line, and no one picked up the phone. And when I got up to the counter, I was like, you know what I'm doing? He's like, no. I'm like, I'm calling you right now. And none of you guys are picking up the phone. Oh, sir, you need to calm down. I need to calm down. Yeah. You guys have my keys.
Yeah.
You know, you told me that you were going to deliver the keys to our apartment. We haven't had keys to our mailbox for a month.
Mm.
Where are my keys?
Yeah.
Oh, well, someone deliver them. No. Nope. I'm not leaving here until I get them keys.
Did you get the keys?
Yeah, we got the keys. Okay. Yeah. I got real scary with them. They didn't really appreciate it, but it is what it is. Sometimes you got to do it, but...
No, yeah. I just wish.
There's that phrase, everything is beautiful and nothing hurt. No, everything hurts. Everything hurts.
Everything does hurt.
Everything is poopy and it all hurts.
I broke my left toe when I worked at the Bayou.
Oh.
And after that, you just kind of push through that. Like, I'm still on my feet. I'm still walking.
You still got to do it because, dude, also, like, listen, it's 2026.
Mm.
Everyone smokes weed. Yeah, I mean, whether it's
not aligned,
whether it's legal or not, you know what I mean? So most of these jobs aren't drug testing, but the second something like that happens,
mm-hmm.
where you hurt your toe, they drug test you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't apply for
anything. Right. You know, they drug test you, and then you get fired, and you get nothing. Mm-hmm. And now you just have a broken toe.
Mm-hmm.
By no fault of your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's...
I don't even know when it happened. That's how, like, crazy it was.
Like, I had a job where I was working at it was like an antique car place where they had like all these antique car parts for this specific car. And a customer had ordered like some big part, like an alternator or something, like huge part. And I went to go grab it off the shelf and it fell because someone had poorly placed it up there and cracked one of my ribs.
Ah.
I had smoked weed the day before for the first time in like a month.
No.
And when I went, I failed the test. They fired me, and I didn't get any help.
Aww.
So I just had a cracked rib. That was it.
Yep.
Yeah. I was like, this is great. I love you, America. Yeah. You're
you just
my
gotta
favorite.
Not partake in something that's medicinal. Yeah.
The whole...
Like, I was working two jobs to where I would pull, like, 15-hour shifts and then have 5 hours of sleep and do another 7 hours or so, take a nap. Then have another 15-hour shift. Yeah. And I would do that. And then after 3 months, like, my eyes started, like, I had a black spot. And I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
You know? And it got bigger.
Not sleeping enough.
And then as my eyes were closed and I was going to sleep, I saw flashes in my eyes. And I was like, oh, there's no camera. Why is there a huge flash? And then, like, from keeping your eyes open and working so hard and thinking...
Yeah, yeah, your brain starts shutting down pieces. Like,
your body's when you're seeing, deteriorating.
Yeah, when you're seeing spots like that in your eyes, it's because it's trying to go on power save mode. Mm, basically, maybe, is what's happening.
Yeah.
And you have to get sleep and do
things.
I worked
like that for 6 months before I saw that.
yeah,
like, spot in my eye, and I was like, oh, I really have to take care of myself. I cannot work. Like, I want to work so much to provide, to save.
Yeah.
And that's do better. I'm, go to school. I want to go. I want to fix cars, and I want to be a paralegal.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's just end it right here. Here's the thing. Don't kill yourself for any job. They will replace you. No one's going to come to your funeral from your job.
I saw the light at the end of the tunnel, like, oh, if I get this much money, if I work this hard, I can go to school and I'll actually work hard and then work hard. And all I'm doing is hardly getting by.
Yeah, barely. Skinny your teeth, Indiana Jones sliding underneath a door.
And then I have to lay down for a whole day so my back doesn't hurt the next day.
Right.
Until the next day.
Well, yeah, like, I get the 2 days off, which I had to battle to get 2 days off in a row. Mm. And like my Sunday, I just sleep the whole day. Mm-hmm. And then Monday I have to like slam like a week's worth of adulting,
like laundry and food,
everything into one
what
day.
What am I eating next week too? I don't know. With this fast a week? My potatoes. Invest in potatoes and dried fruit and jerky. Get those like what 1-3 month supply boxes from the Sam's Club. This is hard times. It's end times nowadays.
But all right, Chris. Thank you for coming in. I know I've been bothering you for like a little bit about getting in here.
No, I'm glad. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you finally got it together to like get your points in and stuff like that.
It's January. I wanted to do this, but I just now.
It's all right. The industry's been crazy downtown, so I get it.
You had to wait till after St. Pat's.
Yeah. Yeah, like I think up until then, like I was really only like recording like one or two shows between then and now because it was just like too much going on. But all right, this is The Customer Isn't Always Right, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. Again, you can catch all the old episodes at WRUU.creek.fm. Again, check that on a laptop, and I'll catch you next time.